My name is Medic, and I am a data hoarder. What's up, guys? Hey, it's Medic, MedicX21. You know, the guy that doesn't really know what he's talking about, but I kind of ramble for a little while and I try to make it sound good. So I'm going to start off to try to this is an episode to try to kind of get me in the flow to do a few recordings today. I can only record episodes on Mondays, based off of kind of how my schedule is and whatnot. And I need to, this is still very new to me. This is a lot harder than I think it seems, or at least it's a lot harder for me. Again, I have talked about in the past about pre-recording versus live streaming. You know, I live stream a lot on Twitch, and I hit start and I just kind of go with the flow, you know. But with pre-recording stuff like YouTube videos and podcasts, there's a lot of pre-thought that goes in, a lot of show notes and thinking about what I'm going to say. I don't want to end up in a position where I'm just rambling, you know, nobody wants to hear me just kind of repeating myself over and over kind of thing. And so I'm still kind of getting in the flow of recording podcasts. So my hopes today is to actually record a few episodes, that way you guys have some stuff to listen to in the near future. So when I was getting everything ready, you know, I copy over my notes, I move stuff over on my home network, and that way I can access it on all of my computers when I go to work on the weekends. You know, I want to make sure I can access all of my files so that no matter where I go or what I do, I can work on it from my phone or my laptop or desktop or anywhere. And that's where I started to re-notice. I've said it a million times, but this is where I decided to maybe do an episode on it, was I am a data hoarder. Like, holy crap. Not only do I just basically keep everything, I make it way overly redundant. Like, the redundancy of the redundance network on my network is redundant. And, you know, I kind of laugh at it. However, like, even if my house exploded, I would still probably have like two copies of everything, you know? So that's where I kind of thought, I was like, well, I could kind of share what I do, and maybe this will open things up for you guys to let me know what you guys do. And I don't know, I would love to know if any of you guys are as bad or worse with your data as I am on the redundancy side of things. I certainly know of plenty of people that really, they don't have any redundancy, and if one thing breaks, like, that's it, they've lost everything. My wife was in that situation a few years ago, so we'll talk about a few stories and lessons that I've learned and whatnot. But so I use I have a, I guess I call it my home server, because it's essentially just a computer that sits, sits behind my TV stand in my living room, just enough to where it has a power cable, a network cable, and I do have HDMI plugged into it in case for whatever reason I can't get it on my network, in case something disconnects. But I use like TeamViewer and stuff like that to remote into it, so I almost never have to physically touch that computer. So I just simply refer to that as my server, my home server, network server, whatever. And but I also use cloud storage. And I know a lot of people use cloud storage. It seems like a lot of the people, I guess my non-tech savvy friends, a lot of them tend to use, they have like iPhones, so they have a tendency to just use whatever, the iTunes cloud. I don't even know what it is. I don't even use it. But you know, a lot of them, they have to pay for it because they fill it up very quickly, or they don't really know what to sync, I guess, the pertinent things to sync on it. So they end up filling up that storage very quickly, and they think that they have to pay for more storage on that. And I think that stuff's something like $5 a month for the cheapest plan or something. I didn't look into the prices because I don't use it. There's so many other alternatives out there that I'm sure any of you tech savvy individuals listening to this probably don't use it either. But the main programs that I use is SugarSync and Dropbox for my, I guess, more commercialized services. I don't even know if I want to say paid services. I do have a paid subscription for SugarSync. However, my wife and I both use the free version of Dropbox. And I actually I've taken the last couple of weeks off from streaming just because my wife's been home from work. She was on vacation. My daughter was on winter vacation, stuff like that. So I haven't streamed at all. But in my free time, I still like to tinker with, on my computers and whatnot. And I finally got around on my home server. I have a bunch of 1 terabyte drives in it. It's kind of like I call it a zombie computer because it just kind of gets all my old equipment from everything else. And over time, it went from just being something with like a broken 200 gig laptop hard drive, just enough to boot up and run a couple of things for me over my network, into now it has 4 1 terabyte drives, plus it's got a 500 gig drive for the operating system. It used to have an SSD in it, but I had to steal the SSD for another project. So I cloned over the SSD onto a hard drive. But since it's not like I'm not doing anything on it to run programs, I really don't need speed. I just need it on and then needs to be able to take the files that I send to it. So it's got 4 1 terabyte drives that are in a RAID 0, and that's actually where all of my storage is. And I know that I told my one buddy who is very tech savvy that I was running, I finally set up a RAID 0 on my server for all my server backups, and he's like, "Why would you do a RAID 0?" He's like, "You're gonna get one problem, and like, there goes your backup." But that's again, so I have redundancy. So I also have an external hard drive, a 4 terabyte external drive that is plugged in to that computer. And I actually have it set up. I use SyncToy, and that actually weekly will copy over my RAID 0 onto an external hard drive. Again, probably not the best setup, but like I said, it's kind of a zombie setup. It's just kind of over time I've added things to it, and this seems to be the one that kind of the best fit for me. So I've got what I did is I utilize SugarSync and Dropbox to really use my phone to be able to connect my phone to that. So I use Dropbox basically just for pictures. I really like the Dropbox app. You get 2 gigs for free. They do have a paid subscription you can get, and it actually looks like the best out of all the stuff that I was looking at online. You actually get 1 terabyte of cloud storage a year for $10 a month or $100 a year. And a terabyte of cloud storage, that's a lot of storage. Like, that's a pretty hefty amount of storage. But I like to not have to pay for things. So what I do is I use Dropbox, and the app on my phone, it will quickly sync all of my pictures over into my Dropbox folder. And then what I do is I have my server computer set up to take those files, and then it will actually move those files from Dropbox, and then it copies over into my SugarSync, which I have a paid subscription for that. I think it's 250 gigs a year. So it copies into SugarSync, and that's kind of like my more long-term storage because I really like the Dropbox app much better than the SugarSync app, especially for my pictures. So in my case, I go from Dropbox to onto my server computer. My server computer is running SugarSync and Dropbox. It copies over my Dropbox folder, pictures folder, into my SugarSync. And then my SugarSync folder, I also put all of my, I call them my mission critical backups. So files that I just absolutely don't want to lose. Pictures, reports, documents, apps, programs, things that I'm like, this is something I worked very hard on, and I don't want to lose these raw files, like ever. Those go into my SugarSync folder. And then my SugarSync folder, and then I have like, it copies into my RAID 0, which I just have a general folder, which I call like my home backup folder. And my home backup folder also has additional things that are projects I'm working on, but maybe the files are really big, so I don't want to fill up my SugarSync folder. So those will go onto the RAID 0, onto my home backup, but not onto the limited cloud backup, right? So on that folder itself, though, the RAID 0, then also copies over onto that external hard drive. So my redundancy consists of I have it on a RAID 0, I have it on an external hard drive. So those are physically located in my house. So there you do have the flaw of like if something happens at home, there goes everything, right? But then that's why Mission Critical also stays on SugarSync so that it is externally hosted as well. So if my house blows up, I still have all mission critical is still on there. So really, like, if I lost that computer and hard drive, I would lose like my raw videos. So like when I did a lot of YouTube stuff, the podcast episodes, I would lose all my raw video, but all my final projects, those get saved over onto, most of my final projects are either saved over onto the SugarSync folder or they're uploaded like onto YouTube. So I could just download it off of YouTube, or the podcast site, I could download it off of the podcast site. So those are where the final projects are saved somewhere that I could pull them. But so that's kind of how I do my stuff. And then I don't know if I mentioned it, was I during vacation, I actually set up a virtual machine and started to tinker around with Nextcloud, which Nextcloud is a project that came off of OwnCloud. And I actually did try OwnCloud years ago, 2012-ish. So it was around 2012, because I was trying to look for an alternative to Dropbox and SugarSync, one that would give me much more storage. Because back then, their paid subscriptions were around the same pricing, but for substantially less storage. Like you're talking like 10 gigs of storage and stuff like that. So I really wanted something that was a lot more storage for me. And so I tinkered with OwnCloud, but I found that OwnCloud, the more files that I added to like the backup, the more prone I was to issues and errors and stuff like that. And I ultimately just had to quit on it and delete it, and it just wasn't working. It was also very difficult to set up. But then I found out about the Nextcloud project, which is actually substantially easier to set up, like just so much easier set up. So I have a Linux VM running on my, I actually have it set up. It's running off of the RAID. And then I set aside, just because it's an early project, I only set aside like 250 gigs. But the VM is set up and I can actually access that. They have a free app you can use on your phone, the free desktop app you can use across multiple computers. And I can access that VM and all of my files, and it's set up just like, it really looks very similar to Dropbox. So I haven't tinkered around with the copying of like the pictures, but I know the interface and stuff like that. It does look very similar to something like Dropbox. So ultimately I could get in a position where I don't need to use Dropbox anymore. And even further on, I'm starting to look at even more alternative sources other than SugarSync, because if I could ultimately do everything for free, then I mean, like, I'm all about saving money, right? So that's when I started looking at prices of physical things, right? And in my case, like I said, my home server computer is kind of a zombie project. I've just acquired things over time, so really don't have an investment of monetary investment into it, because I never really bought anything for it. It was just an accumulation of things. So I don't really feel like I went out and bought anything. But there are other alternatives, such as I have a spare router laying around that does have the USB where you can put network storage onto it. So it basically essentially runs like a NAS. I don't know if my particular router has the option for cloud access or external access for it, or if it's a local backup only. So that's something that I will probably tinker with. And another alternative that a lot of people go for that are much easier solutions, but they're not the most cost friendly solutions, is buying just a NAS device, a network attached storage device, or like Western Digital has like the cloud external drives, which essentially run their own cloud software on it. But some of them, I don't know about Western Digital, but some of the ones that I looked into, you still have to pay for their software. Like you still have to pay a monthly subscription. And that was one that kind of like blew my mind, because I'm like, I buy the hardware, I buy my drives, I plug it into my own stuff to use it, but the middleman, your app, I have to pay for. What? You know? So I don't know if Western Digital is like that or is still like that. I want to say it was, but I'm not sure. I don't want to like shit on them and say that they were, so I'm not sure. But I looked at one of them where like you had to pay for the app even though you owned everything else, and I'm like, well, that is absurd. So simple options of just very quick access or setup would be getting either a router and plugging in an external drive and just setting up remote access, or getting a NAS and again getting the right apps and software for it to run. But I feel like what I would probably be more apt to do would be is to just build a really cheap desktop or acquire a cheap desktop. You know, you can get them on Craigslist, just a desktop computer is so cheap, right? But the reason why I would probably want to build one is, one, I would want a large case, because I don't want to limit myself on how many drives I can put in. If I just start accumulating things over time, I'd like to just be able to add things to it and not be like, oh, I'm stuck because this power supply only has this many SATA plugs, or the case can only support a couple of drives, you know. And the other thing too is, like, I like having my own computer that I can run, because that leaves me open to do whatever I feel like with it. So if I want to put like a Linux VM onto it, I can do that. If I want to run just Windows on it, I can. If I want to run both, I can. If I want to do like redundancy on it, you know, so like with the motherboard, I can set up a RAID 0 or RAID 1 or 5 or whatever RAID I want to set up. And then I can also set up redundancy to it as well. So maybe I use, say I set up a Linux VM, but then I copy over that VM onto another drive, so that if it goes down or something, I have a backup of that with all my backups on it, right? And something like that. Like, in my case, my parents live a little less than an hour away, and they have all right internet. So reasonably, I could set up a secondary location at their house with no problem, because I could remote into everything and have full access. Worst case scenario, if I did have to physically go over there, it's not like it's a super far away drive to go do it, you know? So that's an alternative that I'm looking into, you know, just when the time comes. But it's like, when I start to look into it and I start to think of it, it's like, but do I have to, you know, like, how, I guess, again, like, how mission critical is most of my stuff? Again, most of my stuff is on SugarSync anyway. So it's like, do I really need it? Like, I have so much data. I just save so much stuff. And I even, like, so much to the point that between all the things that I named, I still carry a 64 gig USB 3.0 thumb drive on my keychain for my car keys, which basically, anytime I ever leave my house, those are with me, right? And those, again, I back up like super mission critical things that I'm like, I never want to lose this. So like job resumes, information, certifications that I have through work and stuff like that, those are all saved also on that thumb drive. So like I have a gross over redundancy of my files, you know. But then so that's like, that's what I do, and I over save everything. But on a more simplistic side too is things like for my wife, somebody who, she takes a ton of pictures. It is absurd the amount of pictures, I feel like, at least the amount of pictures that she has. My wife just got a new cell phone, probably give or take about a month ago, right? And when she got her new phone, she was like, hey, I need to get all of my pictures off of my old phone. Can you help me copy them over? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure. Just use that Dropbox that I set you up with, right? Well, this is where like automation. So some people need everything automated. For me, I open up my Dropbox almost daily. And as soon as I open up the app, it automatically copies all my pictures over for me, right? Whereas my wife, she doesn't truly like totally understand it. So she doesn't think about using it. So when I had her open the app, it was something like 6,000 pictures, I think, to move over. And I'm just like, really? Like, so much to the point where it would fill up her Dropbox. Her Dropbox is only 2 gigs, right? And you're talking like 6,000 pictures. You're 7-8 gigs right there easily. I mean, like, she just had an absurd amount of pictures and videos and all these things. And which are, I mean, we have a daughter. We go and we do fun things. So, like, she has good pictures. It's not like she's sitting down taking pictures of her feet all day. But it's like I told her, I said, if your phone fell in water today, what would you do? And she'd be like, I would cry. Because I would have lost everything. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you have to back this stuff up. Like, you have centralized all of your pictures. Everything is on your phone. And if you were to lose this phone, that's it. You have lost everything. Which occurred one time. She had a lot of pictures that she had moved over to her laptop. but had never moved it from her laptop, but had deleted from her phone. This happened back in like 2013, 2014, somewhere around there. And her hard drive, physically, she had a physical breakdown of her hard drive and her laptop, and everything that was saved on her laptop, she lost. And I used some software. I was able to pull a few things, but she lost a lot of pictures. And this is where, like, redundancy, even, I don't want to say like for people that are simplistic, but like for people who are not tech savvy, like, you still need redundancy of your stuff, you know? I remember as a kid growing up, like, we always had photo albums of everything, right? And then you'd hear like people who have a house fire, they've lost everything, and parents would typically say of the things that break their hearts the most is they lost all of their photo albums, right? Well, now we're in a generation where honestly that shouldn't happen, because everything is fucking digital. But yet you still look at things that are like my wife, like her hard drive broke. You've lost all your pictures. Like, there's no reason you should lose data, the digital copies. Like, this should have been backed up somewhere. And so in her case, what I did was I set up, she has Dropbox on her cell phone, which copies over her pictures for her, right? So she doesn't have to, like, the goal was to make it so that she had to do the least amount of things possible. So her system is set up that Dropbox on her phone will copy, all she has to do is open Dropbox and it will copy her pictures over. They copy over onto her. Right now I've got it set up to her laptop because I already have my Dropbox account running on my server computer, so I can't also put it on there. I could do things like set her up with a VM and put the Dropbox onto there and stuff like that, but I haven't done any of that yet, because right now the current solution works, which is Dropbox on her phone to her laptop. Her laptop, I then set up a batch file, which will actually empty the Dropbox folder since she only has 2 gigs available. And it moves everything from Dropbox onto a local folder onto her computer. And then SyncToy copies that folder, copies it, and moves it onto our server computer at home, my server computer, right? Which goes onto that RAID 0. And then, like I said, that RAID 0 also backs up to an external drive. And by doing that, if she lost her cell phone, as long as she ran Dropbox, it would be on her laptop. If she lost her laptop, then at least whenever SugarSync runs, so I think it's like a weekly or monthly backup, it would still be from her laptop onto our home server computer, which would be on the RAID and on my external drive, which that does do a weekly backup. The problem being is that, again, all of that's central to our house. So if something happened at home, she would lose her laptop and I would lose the server. Therefore, everything on that would be gone. And that's one of those flaws of where, and a lot of my pictures too, I don't keep my long-term pictures and stuff like that. I don't have on my Dropbox, on my SugarSync account, because we're talking large amounts of gigs of storage. It would just fill up my my SugarSync. So I can't do that. But that's where, like, I'm starting to look into alternatives of other hosting locations, such as putting some type of cloud storage platform at my parents' house, because then I could do a redundant backup over there onto their network, and then I would have everything hosted at another location. So if we did lose the house, like, we would have everything over there. So that's kind of like, that's how I do it. And then I was kind of like, as I was looking at prices, and I'm like, I just don't know. Like, I feel like I would just rather have another computer, because then I'm not limited on things. I can add whatever drives I want. If there's a sale on hard drives, I can pick them up. If I want to do VMs, I can. If I want to host additional things as well. Like, my original server computer was actually a project for gaming servers. I used to run Arc servers, we had TeamSpeak, we had some Rust servers, and that's actually what everything initially ran off of this computer. Now we host our servers off of a gentleman, a buddy of mine, great guy, like, he spoils the shit out of me, lives out in Texas. He has a really good computer that we host. He set me up with TeamViewer and TP and all these things, FTP, and I moved all of the servers over onto his computer, and it's a substantially faster computer, so I don't run any servers out of my house anymore. Now that's where I had this project. I'm like, here's a computer, it's an RA computer, I've got a lot of storage, and it's not really doing anything, and that's where I decided to do my redundant backups and start setting up Nextcloud and learning that and stuff, and figuring out, you know, what types of storage works for me. And really, the best thing that the thing that I like the best about having my own home server is having that storage folder available that I have gigabit networking on all of my stuff at home. So when I work on a project, what I actually do is when I create these podcasts, I use my streaming computer because I have my microphone, my good microphone and headset. Everything is plugged into there. All of my capturing software is on there. But when I edit the podcast, I actually prefer to edit on my gaming computer. It's just the way my desk is set up and the way the monitors are set up. It's much easier for me to work on my gaming computer than it is to work on the streaming computer. I also try to put minimal software onto the streaming computer. So things like video editing and audio editing and all those things, all of those programs are on my gaming computer. Well, the benefit of having 1 gigabit networking and 2, having my own home storage is that as soon as I'm done with the like this right here, I'll record this. I'll actually move it into a folder. That folder copies it onto my gaming computer to be edited. But then what I do is actually move it onto my cloud storage, or my home server as a backup, so that I still have the raw file. So I work locally with all of my files because again, I record the podcast on the streaming computer, but immediately move that raw file onto basically moves through my network onto the gaming computer because I want to work with those local files as fast as possible. So those move onto the SSD of my gaming computer, but I also back up my raw file onto my home storage. And again, that home storage has all that redundant backup. It moves onto the RAID. Every week it copies over onto the external drive, and then final projects get uploaded rather quickly. So those are already like up on hosting networks. And if there are projects that like I haven't uploaded but I'm done with, then those get moved into my SugarSync folder as well. So those are so that if like I lost everything, I could still upload that file later on at another day, because you don't want to put all that time into a project and then you've lost that project, right? So like if I have a project and it doesn't get uploaded right away, it gets moved into SugarSync into a project folder that way I do have access to it later on. Because I actually did that when I used my when I was doing a lot of the YouTube vape reviews. I had one where I reviewed a tank but ended up getting newer stuff that I wanted to review right away, but I finished that project. That project sat for like 3 or 4 weeks before it ever got uploaded, because I didn't know when I was going to upload it, so I didn't have a time to put in on YouTube, so I just didn't upload it. But I wanted to save that because I wanted to be able to upload it because I had invested all of that time into editing it. So that's, I mean, that's what I do. I use basically a combination of free Dropbox and then my home storage and then a backup onto an external drive. And I'm looking into a secondary location of having like another physical computer at a secondary location. And I'm wondering like if any of you guys have you used Nextcloud at all? Any of you guys like weird guys like me who like to just sit down and tinker with things? Like, do you guys have a lot of experience with Nextcloud? Because I really own cloud I found was just very difficult to work with. Like once it would start to have problems, like it would end up with situations where it would duplicate files like 10, 20 freaking times. And it's like it's already bad enough that I'm redundant with my data. I do not need my software to also be redundant with my data, you know? So OwnCloud, I found it was impossible to work with. And again, this was back in like 2012, 2013, somewhere around there. So I'm sure it's gotten better. But the Nextcloud community looks like it's updating way more frequently. Like everything I read on it seems so much better that that's actually why I decided when I decided to do my own cloud storage again, that's why I went with Nextcloud versus OwnCloud, was because Nextcloud seems to be worked on and updated so much more than OwnCloud. And it's even built into like a lot of networks like the Ubuntu's server platform. You can actually install Ubuntu server and in the installation add in Nextcloud and it automatically installs that and sets everything up for you. So I didn't have to do anything. I set up my VM, ran the Ubuntu server, told it to install Nextcloud. Boom, I've got a Nextcloud running. So I found it to be super easy to set up and it just works, you know? So that's me. I'm redundant. I'm a data hoarder. I accept that I'm a data hoarder. But I'm wondering, like, are you data hoarders or are you like on the opposite side of the spectrum and where you have no redundancy to your data? And in which case, like if you lost your device right now, whether it's your desktop or your laptop or your cell phone, Is that it? Have you lost everything? Like, do you have, like, have you never really thought of that too? Like, have you never sat down and been like, oh wow, if I lose my phone right now, I have lost everything. Or if my computer, my hard drive fails, I've lost everything. Are you in that boat? Because, like, again, like, if all you have is like games on the Steam, platform, then yeah, you can just like re-download that and that's fine. But like, if you've got pictures or you're working on videos or audio projects or school projects or something like that, like, if your computer doesn't turn on tomorrow, like, what do you do, man? So I'm just curious, like, what everybody else does. I know I have a lot of redundancy, but I don't know if there's an even more effective way of doing it. I'm sure there is, but I'm just curious, like, is that what other people are doing? Because again, like, I also take costs into a factor too. That's why I use a lot of recycled components and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm curious about you guys. So what do you guys use? If you don't mind, hit me up on Discord. You can find me at discord.medicx21.com. You can also find me on Twitch. I stream under twitch.tv/medicx21. And I'm curious what you guys are using. Or if you have questions on what I'm using and how I set it up, let me know. Like I said, I use SyncToy. I use Nextcloud with a Linux VM running off my server computer. I have Windows 10. I also use SugarSync and Dropbox. I have Dropbox on my cell phone. So those are a lot of the things that I'm using. So if you have questions on how I set it up, hit me up on Discord. I have no problem leading you directly to the links and videos and the things that I found. The Nextcloud was incredibly easy to set up. So if you have the available storage and computer to run a VM, I would say look at Nextcloud. Be very curious to see. I haven't had a lot of time to move a lot of files onto it, so I don't know if it has any of the redundancy problems of like what OwnCloud had. So if anybody's got a lot of experience, I would love to know if you've got a good or bad or average experience on Nextcloud, because I'll be probably in the next week or two, I'll be working really hard on moving a lot of files over on that just to see if I can overwhelm my setup with it, But we'll see how that works. But that is what I've got. I'm a data hoarder. I accept that I'm a data hoarder, and I hope that you accept me as the data hoarder that I am. Until next time. I will see you guys, I don't know, I guess on the next episode. Take care, everyone.